In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Throughout these Wednesdays, we've been studying various aspects of the Holy Christian Church. Today we see that the Church is both visible and yet hidden. When we say the Church is visible, we are not tying it to a particular building, denomination, synod, or pastor. But what we mean by visible is it is a visible body of believers who gather around the Word of God and the Holy Sacraments. So we can determine where the Church is. She lives by grace, and she lives in the grace of God, and that grace is physical, tangible, touched, and tasted. It's tangible, so you know where you need to be. To the human eyes, it's easy to see who is part of the Church visible. All who gather around the Word of God and the sacraments are part of the Church visible. All who share in the confession of the Church are part of the Church visible. The external fellowship of the Church reveals where the Church is present. But not all who belong to the Church visible are part of the Church invisible. There are weeds among the wheat, bad fish among the good fish, goats among the sheep. Some are hypocrites. They do not have faith. They are not united to Christ, so they do not belong to Christ or to the Church. Oh, they have been washed in baptism. They fill pews every Sunday, and they live good and godly lives. They even eat the body and blood of our Lord. But they do not have faith in the Lord. They are attached only externally to the Church. They are indiscernible to the eyes, indistinguishably mixed in with believers, but they do not belong to the Church because they do not belong to Christ. This is why we call the Church invisible or hidden. It is hidden in respect to who is part of it. It's a unity of faith and of doctrine. This inward unity is created by the external Word and the tangible sacraments, but it's still a unity of faith and doctrine, a union with Christ, which connects us then to all who are united to Christ. So we cannot see the heart. We cannot know if the person has faith or not. We cannot see who is united to Christ. Someone may fool us, but not the Lord. It is His Church, and He knows who is part of it. So when we call the Church invisible, or so we call the Church invisible, because we cannot say which individuals are part of that Church. Now, out of love, we call all who gather around the Word and the sacraments, all who lead a godly life, we call them Christians. But we could be wrong, for there are weeds among the wheat, there are hypocrites that infect the Church. This in no way is to say that there are two churches, one visible and one invisible. There is only one holy Christian and apostolic Church. It's a matter of faith. We believe, as we confess, we believe in the Holy Christian Church, precisely because we cannot see it. It's hidden from our sight. We don't see unity, we see factions and denominations and divisions and synods. We don't see holiness, but we see the people of God living in sin, falling into sin, and even her pastors falling into sin. We do not even see the Christian and apostolic nature of the Church all that clearly. As we look out, we see a whole host and variety of teachings. The Church looks confused and confounded on the very basics of Christianity. Nevertheless, we still believe and confess one holy Christian and apostolic Church. So we can determine where the Church is. We can also determine who is part of the Church, but we can never put the two together on this side of glory. When we talk about who is part of the Church, we talk about all those who have faith in Christ. Believers are the Church. And when we talk about where the Church is present, we must speak of the external Word and the visible sacraments. For I cannot stress enough that God works only through the Word and the sacraments to create and sustain faith. There is only one church that is both visible and invisible, and that invisible church is created and sustained by those Word, by that Word and those sacraments. Now, most Protestant denominations, if not all of them, will teach that there are two churches, though they probably would not say that outright. They would say one is visible and one is invisible. But the invisible one is only the elect, only those who will make it to heaven, only those whom Christ has died for and redeemed, for some go as far as to say that Christ did not die for everyone. Only those who have the Holy Spirit, only those who have the true baptism of God. Now, we would disagree. While it is true that not everyone who has faith right now will persevere to life eternal, as of right now, all who believe are part of the Holy Christian Church. And it's also true that someone may be elected, but right now may not yet be converted. So such an individual would right now not be part of the Holy Christian Church. The invisibility of the church is not some secret community of people. It's just unseen to our eyes. So for this reason, I prefer to call the church hidden rather than invisible, because the hidden church is visibly gathered around the pure Word and the right use of the sacraments. Now, it's not for us to try to root out the hypocrite. The Lord knows those who are His. We deal with one another in love. We call to repentance and faith when we see sin present, but we are not to try to figure out who is a true member and who is a hypocrite. We would surely get it wrong anyways. And in the process, we would undermine the gospel and supplant it with a law. That so long as you are part of this denomination, you are okay, as the Catholics say. Or as long as you show up and give your tithes, then you are okay, as many non-denominational churches say. We would leave out Christ and destroy the unity of faith. For even faith as small as a mustard seed is still saving faith. It may not be evident to us, but it is to Christ. To Christ, it is black and white. To us, it's hidden, obscured, and concealed. So this is why Elijah complains and feels sorry for himself on Mount Horeb. He thinks he's the only one left because he believes what he sees instead of believing what he knows by faith. He believes only what his eyes tell him. That he is the only prophet left. He is the only man of God left, while all others have bowed the knee to Baal. So the Lord comes and sets him straight. For there are 7,000 who have not bowed the knee physically to Baal, because their hearts are tied to God alone. The church is the living body of Christ. Hypocrites may be externally tied to the church, but they have no part of Christ. So the church is hidden because we cannot see who is part of Christ, united to him through faith. The church is visible because only the Word and only the sacraments unite us to Christ. The Lord will sort it all out on that last day. So for the time, let us live in love. Let us receive his Word and partake of his sacraments. Let us rejoice that Christ is our Savior, who has far more saints on earth than you and I could possibly know. And then let us look forward to that last day, when he calls his holy Christian church out of every tribe, language, nation, and people. And the church that was once hidden to our eyes is then visible to all the world as the beautiful bride of Christ, those holy and dressed in Christ's righteousness, as those whom he now gives eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.